You're listening to WHYY's Morning Edition. I'm Jennifer Lynn. Dozens of human skulls of Black Americans and slaves from Cuba, some hundreds of years old, will be returned to their communities of origin for reburial. It's a commitment being made by the University of Pennsylvania's Museum of Archaeology and Anthropology. WHYY's Peter Cribbins reports the skulls are part of a larger collection of skulls assembled by a racist scientist in the 19th century.
The Morton collection of over 1,000 skulls was assembled by Dr. Samuel Morton, who used them in an attempt to find an anthropological basis for white supremacy. He died in 1851, and now his conclusions are regarded as deeply flawed. Some of the remains he collected were bought from illegal grave robbers, including about 50 skulls of African slaves dug out of a graveyard in Cuba and dozens of skulls of Black people buried in Philadelphia. The Penn Museum acquired the collection in the 1960s and has been using them to study the effects of diet, trauma, and disease on human anatomy. Museum Director Christopher Woods said the museum first began considering how to address the problem of the Morton collection last summer.
It was instigated by everything that was happening in the country in 2020, the killing of George Floyd, the rise of Black Lives Matter.
On Monday, the Penn Museum issued a report apologizing for its possession of the skulls and outlined a plan to repatriate them. The records identifying the skulls are very bad. Wood said only one can be identified by name, so giving the remains back will be a combination of historical research and community consultation.
Each case is an individual case, right? It has its own context, its own complications, but you know, it's just so important that this work be done as carefully as possible and that we really understand what the descendant communities want.
Wood said this new procedure to repatriate dozens of skulls will also be applied more broadly as the Penn Museum starts to reassess its entire collection of more than 1 million objects. Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.